fast note before we get started today. Please know this podcast may contain content that may be disturbing to some listeners. All opinions expressed are that of the individual and are not meant as a substitute for professional mental health or medical advice. We advise reading the show notes for more detailed description before you listen to this podcast. Remember, mental health matters. Please take good care of yourself. Hello and welcome. It's Tammy Lawrence, Symbolisti here. Thank you for joining us for the I'm Still Here, Messages from the Other Side podcast. Each week, we'll be talking to individuals who believe that they have had messages from the other side. So interesting to hear as we all share our time together, still here. Hello, everyone. Today, we have the pleasure of talking with Mala Singh. Mala is a professional engineer in past, producing parts in the aerospace and automotive industries. Mala's healing journey led her to study energy medicine and Qigong. She now holds a bachelor's degree in holistic sciences. Mala helps women who are suffering from chronic pain and illness to discover power and peace. Hello, Mala.
Hi, Tammy. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. I'm delighted to chat with you.
Thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to talk to us. I understand that you lost a very good friend who you used to play badminton with. Can you tell us a bit about him?
Yes, my good friend, Sunny, we met during badminton. And what drew me to Sunny was always optimistic. He was a very good badminton player. He coached kids as well. You know, just a very bright, bright spirit. And along the way, over the course of a couple of years playing in the club, I would see Sunny at times and sometimes not. He wasn't there consistently. And I found out that he had a chronic disease, an illness. I wouldn't have known because he was always so, you know, just bright and funny, humorous guy. Over the years, I got to know it was quite serious what he had. He passed in April 1st, April Fool's Day of last year. And that was hard because even though we know he was seriously ill, his spirit was so bright and he would always bounce back. He would always bounce back and he would end up in the hospital, come back home. It was a blow. You know, with that comes the sadness and the grief. And I found out quite unexpectedly, Tammy, that you also were acquainted with him. That was, to me, the universe kind of connecting us. And Sunny just laughing. I can see him just laughing from up there saying, ha ha, see, I told you I'm still around. It's just wonderful how we can receive messages, how we can connect with each other, how we're all connected in this world.
I agree. Sunny is probably up there laughing at us right now. And I just think it's such a wonderful thing that we're able to talk about him and share some of his story with the world. You did get a message from him, but it was in an unexpected way. Could you explain that?
Yes. You know, Tammy, I believe in an afterlife. I believe in that consciousness living on beyond the physical body. That has always been one of my core beliefs. Now, if I told you I wanted to connect with somebody, that was not on top of mind for me. You know, as you said, in a most surprising way, I received a message from Sunny. Last year, October, while this whole COVID pandemic was going on and we were, you know, isolated, I was isolated from some friends. One of my friends said, you know, I'm going to have a little get together, 5 people in my home, and I'm going to invite a medium and it's going to be a group reading. And I thought, well, that's cool. If it's a group reading, I don't really have anything to say. I'm just going to observe. I'm curious. When we got there to the home, there was a request that everybody said, well, you know, we would like private readings because, you know, some things are confidential. We prefer private readings. And I thought to myself, well, okay, I'll just have a chat and with the medium and see what comes out. But I didn't really have anything pressing to ask her. And then she, you know, during that course, she said, you know, there's somebody coming through. And I said, yeah. And she said, there's someone who has passed quite young. You know, Sunny was in his 40s. And she said he had she named the condition. And I said, yes, that is, I think I know who you're talking about. Name starts with an S. Now she has my attention. I'm intrigued. And she said, I said, what kind of message? She goes, he wants you to know that he's okay. He is actually flaunting his wings and strutting around. He's not in pain. And she used the phrase, go big or go home. And that's what Sunny always used to say to me when we're playing games or anything in life. He goes, go big or go home. And and, you know, it was so comforting to hear that. It really gives you that sense of peace. I think we worry about the ones in our loved ones in our life, in the physical sense, in the physical plane. But we also worry about our loved ones who have passed. I don't think that changes. I think our loved ones who have gone and who have passed on also still care and want the best for us. So that was a lovely, lovely message I received. And for me, it was just confirmation that essence of that person, that energy, that consciousness that is beyond the body is still there. And we can connect with that.
One of the things we were talking about before we started to record today was the fact that you have his text message still on your phone. I was mentioning that I had that from my brother as well. So what I did is I printed off the text message conversation that we had in the event that I lose the phone or whatever, or lose that contact, that I would be able to look back and be able to just look at some of the conversations that we did have in past.
Yeah, I think that's a very good idea because we all know what happens with technology. There's always glitches. You know, Tammy, it is reassuring that we still have those conversations and we still have it documented somewhere. And it brings a lot of peace and joy because, you know, we don't just celebrate the end of their life. We celebrate their lives. You know, the jokes that he sent me, the texts that he sent me, you know, talking about his favorite foods. And we're like, okay, I'll get you your coconut cream pie. You know, all those things. I remember him so fondly and with good memories. And, you know, I can always also go to the other side where I said, I didn't get to see him, you know, a couple of days before I passed. I wanted to go bring him his favorite dessert, but we weren't allowed to go in. You know, I have to remember the good with the more painful parting, you know, of not being able to see him. So I think it's a lovely idea. I think I will take your idea and print out the texts and have those.
Yeah, COVID made everything that much more challenging. It would have already been challenging enough to lose someone that we care for, but COVID on top of that really segregated us. So we didn't really have that connection that we were able to see people and grieve in a more traditional way, just with passing and getting together with community and funeral arrangements, etc.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with that. And that makes the grieving process sometimes a little harder for some of us who want something more tangible, have a formal farewell or ritual to send off, as we say, you know, the soul or the spirit. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you have some interesting perspectives based on your training on grief and the body and how it affects the body. Could you speak about that?
Yes, Tammy, I would love to touch on that. In my experience working with many women and also men, we can't ignore the effect of grief on the body. And we have these feelings, not only grief, worry, anxiety, a whole bunch of these feelings, because they are messages. When we feel grief, we honor that feeling that that person occupied or took a special place in our lives. And so grieving is not a bad thing. It's when we get stuck in our grief and we're not able to move on. So what does that mean for the body? The signal of grief, it's like we're tuning a radio. And we tune to grief and our body goes into this state. And where we feel it in the body depends on the emotion. So grief typically lodges in the heart area and the chest area. If we can't process that grief, we're not talking about ignoring, suppressing grief. Process that energy of grief, it lodges in that area. And most often you'll find people start getting pneumonia, bronchitis. We know from studies that widows are, I forget the exact statistic, but there's so many more times prone to getting breast cancer. So there is that mind, body, spirit connection that we know. So grief is something we have to process and be able to transmute that energy. And it's not about forgetting that person, just so that we move our body out of that state of grief, because it can keep us locked in the past, so to speak. So you may be alive, but you're not living life. You're not participating in life. And the sooner we can do that, everybody has their own time frame, but becoming aware of that grief, and grief can manifest differently at first as different stages, as you know, Tammy. And once we can move through those, be aware of those stages where we feel it, transmute it in a way, then the body can get on board again and we can be nice and crystal clear to participate in life.
What is one way that someone could work towards transmuting their grief? Obviously, we need to digest it in mind, body, spirit, as you were saying, but yes, is something we could do to encourage that grieving to proceed? Maybe, I don't want to say a little faster, because we, like you said, it is a timeline. How do you go about even approaching it, especially when it's so fresh?
Right. When it's fresh, it's really sitting with it, feeling it. Grief is a very contracting energy, right? So you start, somebody will pull inwards versus, for example, anger, which is an outward explosive energy, right? So grief pulls your energy inward. And so when we say sit with your grief, that grief has to come out. So there's different ways that help different people. So some people can say, I like journaling or talking to a friend, doing energy meds like a Qigong or Tai Chi or yoga to move that grief out of the body. Tammy, I know you're familiar with heart opening exercises. And we know that sometimes when we do some of those exercises, the grief can just start pouring out. And you could be lying on the mat and the grief will start pouring out in specific poses. I use various techniques. So you can speak, there's different counselors you can speak to. You can do your own journaling. There are techniques like emotional freedom technique, which is emotional acupuncture, which I use. And also I use the energy body. So in energy medicine, the points that can talk to some parts of the body. I use, you know, meridians, and I can demonstrate and share one exercise that may be useful to people to help move that heaviness that sits in the chest area.
I'd love to get guided through that. Would you like to do it now?
Sure. Okay. So I'm going to ask everybody just to take a deep breath in through the nose. Inhaling, hold your breath for a couple seconds, like four, and then slowly exhale. You can exhale through the mouth. And I want you to tune in to what you're feeling in your heart, in your chest area. If it's sadness or heaviness that you're feeling. And you're not judging it, you're just feeling what that feels like. You're going to put one hand on the chest area, and you can extend your other arm out. You can suspend it in the air, out like you're pointing somewhere. And then you're going to imagine that heaviness from the heart or the chest area flowing like a river. It's dark, cloudy water from the heart, flowing under the arm and off the little pinky. Okay. You can just visualize that and use your breath to move that energy. So as you inhale, exhale, and let that heaviness run like water down under the arm off the little finger, the pinky finger. You're going to inhale and exhale. And then you can switch the other arm. So you can put the other hand on the heart, chest area, extend the other arm out. And you're going to inhale and exhale and see that heaviness just run off the little pinky as you breathe. And you can do that maybe for 1 minute or so. Then when you're done with that, you can put both hands on your heart or in your chest area. And as you inhale, I want you to visualize a beam of light coming straight into your heart. And it can be any color. Maybe it's like a rainbow that's coming into your heart. And it's filling your heart with lightness, hope. And it's dispelling some of that heavy energy that you let run off your pinky finger. And then when you've inhaled and brought that light into the heart, you can take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, you can send beam that light out from the heart to anywhere or anyone that may need it. And if you don't want to send it out yet, that's fine. You keep it, that light in the heart. And you can come back to this exercise anytime it feels heavy.
Mala, that was just so beautiful. Absolutely. Now, one thing that was interesting, because I followed along when you were guiding us, when the right arm was out, I didn't really feel too much of anything. But when the left arm was out, did it ever feel heavy? Would there be a reason for that?
Yes. So Tammy, what we were doing with the visualization is moving energy off the heart meridian. Okay. And so meridians run in pairs. You know, there's always a closed loop. And so one, the giving, if your right side felt okay, you're used to giving energy, it's flowing, it's the active side. And then the left side is, if that's heavy, that's the receiving side. That's the yin energy, the female receptive energy. And sometimes I find women on the go, sitting, the receptive part is always heavier. Usually, I'm not going to say it's usually heavier.
So you're saying I have receiving issues?
Well, they're possibly.
I probably do.
and Tammy, I think you can probably speak to in yoga where one side is always a little different, right? A hip opens more on the right maybe than versus the left. I'm not sure what your experience is on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. The body, definitely. There's always a difference on both sides of the body, most certainly. Yeah. If you had advice for someone going forward through the grieving journey, what advice would you have for them?
Feel what you're feeling. Don't suppress it. And if you feel that your grief is keeping you stuck, get help. Stuck in meaning the pain is not getting less and you are isolating more and more. Reach out for help. Talk to somebody. There's many tools out there. There's the meditations that you can do. And everybody processes it differently depending on your energy personality. Be kind to yourself and talk to somebody. Just be open because sometimes we have our blind spots. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help.
Thank you. I think that's great advice. We really don't touch that much as far as social interactions or what's socially acceptable, I should say, as far as mental health goes. We really are kind of on little boats by ourselves all over the water or the ocean. And very rarely do we give ourselves that permission. Most people, I should say, some do, but most people don't give themselves the permission to really be mindful of their mental health and do things and strategies to carry forward for that self-care.
Absolutely. And I'll say that, Tammy, in my experience with many women that I've worked with is the biggest battle that we fight is up in the head. It's that internal battle, second guessing ourselves, not feeling good about ourselves, overgiving, fighting our needs. The biggest battle is up in our head. And so that's where we need to start. And the mental and the emotional component are huge. And unfortunately, it's harder to judge when we need help. So we know that if there's something physically wrong with us, we'll start feeling we're going to drag. Somebody will say, you look like you're dragging your leg. So it's very visible. But when it comes to the mental and emotional health and well-being, it is not as sometimes as recognizable.
Absolutely, which is pretty much down the road of what you do for a job now. Now yes. That you're no longer, you are still an engineer, but do not actively practice. If I came to you for counseling or work, what would that look like?
Well, I always try to figure out what the main stressors are in your life, right? We would do some energy testing on figuring out the three things that are draining your energy. And I physically test, I would show you and say, okay, Tammy, we're going to show you with some kinesiology or energy testing what some of those blocks are. And you can physically feel when you can lift something and you can't lift something. And then we go from there. Usually is the mental, emotional aspect. Where are you fighting yourself? Where is your energy low? Do you stand in your power? You know, the lower three energy centers. Do you feel you stand in your personal power? And what is draining that power? And how do you show up? And how is that causing conflict in your world and in your body? So we would unravel that process, unpack it, and formulate a plan to go forward.
That's interesting. If someone was going to look for you online, where would they go?
They can find me on my website. It's paintopeacesolutions.com. I think there's an email associated, mala@paintopeacesolutions.com.
Perfect. We'll put that in the show notes. Do you also have an Instagram account or somewhere people could follow you there?
I do have an Instagram account. It's called Ignite Your Inner Power. I'm also on Facebook under Ignite Your Inner Power.
Fantastic. And you do have some courses or something. I think I saw somewhere along the lines that you're offering.
I have two programs. One is called Pain to Peace for Chronic Pain and Illness. And that's 12 weeks. And then another one is the Path to Peace. And that's dealing with mostly the mental, emotional component, women juggling everything and overwhelmed, putting their needs last. That's a smaller program, but I've created them just so to help women, especially in these modern day times with the many stresses going on, to keep their best health and well-being and not get to a point where they get to illness or disease or chronic pain.
And I think that's one of the most important things as far as a grieving journey goes, is to allow yourself to go through the emotions, to not expect a timeline to be able to process. And as you said, if you're unable or you're finding yourself stuck, to definitely get some help somewhere.
Absolutely. And grief looks like many different ways. Grief is associated with loss. Very important to figure out what it is that you're feeling.
And I think we are touching on something else here as far as grief goes. It's not only sometimes the passing of another, but it can be just about the loss of our health and vitality.
Absolutely, Tammy. That's a really great point that you bring up. And I'll give an example. You know, you can have a loved one with you. And I'll give an example of my dad. As he was going through some health issues, we were grieving the person he was. He's still with us, but the loss of functions. And that's a process we had to go through. Grieving your own health, you know, there's a loss that we can't do the things that we were able to do. And everybody handles that, processes it, feels it differently. And that's a very good point, that we feel a sense of loss.
Mm-hmm. And I think this brings us full circle back to Sunny, because I remember when Sunny, just shortly after he was diagnosed, really had to go through this struggle of, okay, well, who am I and what am I actually all about? And I have an energy side. And he really had a huge awakening to his spiritual side before he passed away. But the very first portion of it was grieving his health.
Yes, I will say the lesson I take from Sunny is, even though, you know, he had many limitations, and he couldn't do the things because he loved life. You know, he ran for the cure. He was coaching badminton and he couldn't do some of those things, but he maintained his positive spirit. He had his ups and downs, but you know, when you say you try to make the best out of his situation, he came to a place of acceptance. That in itself is a huge spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's telling you still, go big or go home.
Go bigger.
Thank you so much for taking some time with us today. We absolutely appreciate it. That exercise that you guided us through was fantastic, and I'm glad that people can go back and revisit that time and time again.
It was my pleasure, Tammy.
Great. Thank you, Mala.
Take care.
Bye. We're so grateful for our guests for sharing their time with us and sharing their experiences. It's wonderful to know that we're not alone, and it's so great to hear that even though our loved ones have passed, that they are still here with connections, albeit different from before. Be sure to subscribe and to share this podcast. If you have an experience that you'd like to share, I'd love to have a conversation with you. Please email me. We're also grateful to Kevin McLeod and to Computech for sharing this wonderful background music entitled Happy Dreams. Thank you for sharing your time with us. May you enjoy your time still being here.